Rathati manasu munipungavano. Panthasu kuti satavasa sampragam. The sky is so vast. This is material sky. He cannot even travel all over the sky. The modern scientist says that you go to the end of the sky cover, it will take 40,000 of years by the light year. This sky is only an insignificant portion of the whole sky. You have no information of the whole sky. Nobody has information. It's unlimited. The balanced sky is spiritual sky. So, if you have got any plane which is running on the speed of mind and air, that's all right. You know the speed of mind, it can run millions of miles in a second. So, if you have got any aeroplane which runs on the speed of mind, panthastu koti satavasya sampragamma vayurathapi manaso, either on the plane of air speed or in the mind speed, and you go on with that mind speed, koti satavasra, not only 40,000 years, but millions and hundreds of millions of years. And not 40,000 years. Koti sata. Koti means 10 million. Koti. 100 million, 40 million. No? 1 lakh equal to 10 lakh is to 1 million, yes. 10 million, 40. And multiply by 100. For that period, if you've gone with the speed of mind, still you'll find avichinta tattva inconceivable. Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manaso munipungamana. And that plane made of not ordinary man, munipunga, highest learned, I mean to say, scientist, philosopher, is still avichinta bhava. Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manasu manipungavana sapastija prabhadasimna avichinta tatte govindamadipurisam tamaham bhaja. Still it will remain avichinta tatte. Avichinta means beyond our conception. Even though we are able to go in high speed and for so many years, still Krishna remains avichinta tattva. Nobody can find out where is Krishna's abode, Golok Vrindavan. Therefore, the Mayavadis, in desperate prostration, they say that Krishna is impersonal. Because they want to approach Krishna by mundane activities, by mental exercise, mental gymnastics. Krishna is not available in that way. Krishna is available only to his devotees. Krishna is the property of his devote. Pantasthakotisatavastasampragamya vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana sapastya prapadasim abhichinta tatte govindamadi gurusam tamam. That's all. Radha Bhavini, always thinking of Radharani. You know the rules and regulations? Rules and regulations? Thank you. Nimai Sundar is Lord Chaitanya's name. Nimai Sundar Das, he was servitor of Lord Chaitanya. Mayapura Shashi, Chaitanya Mahapura is another name. Shashi means moon, and Mayapura is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. You know the rules and regulations? Rules and regulations? Yes. Navadvip is the place of Lord Chaitanya, and you are servitor of Lord Chaitanya. Come on. Long, Vishvambar. Vishvambar is another name of Lord Chaitanya. Vishvambar Das. Come on. You know the rules and regulations. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Sutta is Chaitanya Prabhu. His father's name is Jagannath. Sutta means son. Jagannath, son. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father's name was Jagannath Mishra. So you know the rules and regulations? What are those? Come on. Those who are initiated now, your path is now open to Krishna's abode. Satang prasanga, by association of devotees. Satang, satang means devotees. Sat. Sat means that exists eternally. He is called Sat. Krishna is Sat. Om Tat Sat. So devotees are also Sat. So Satang Prasanga, by association, Prasanga means very intimate association. Sangha means association. And pra means still elevated or intimate association. The Krishna's words, Krishna's teachings, Krishna's topics, they become very palatable in the association of devotees. In the association of non-devotee, one cannot understand Krishna. Neither it becomes very palatable. Bhagavad Gita is well known in your country since a very long time. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita in your country, Indian and foreign. Editions, many, but nobody could become a Krishna conscious, a Krishna's devotee, because they were not discussed amongst the devotees. They took it, Bhagavad Gita, as table talks or some sort of philosophical. They could not seriously understand Krishna because the writing or discussing or discourses took place amongst the non-devotees. Satang prasangat. But if you want actually Krishna, then you have to talk of Krishna amongst devotees. We are opening different centers just to give people chance they may have intimate association with the devotees. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvidam. Bija sangvidam. Bija means full potential. Mama bija sangvidam. Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. Rit means heart and karna means ear. Rasayan means pleasing, very pleasing, tasteful, rasayan. So, satang prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. First of all, in order to take to Krishna consciousness, one has to be engaged about Krishna, just like Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is preaching a philosophy to Arjuna. People try to understand that that is Krishna Katha. That Krishna Katha becomes effective when they are discussed within the circle of devotees. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvida. Actually, it is full of potency. Just contrary to this, there is another injunction by Sanatana Goswami. Avaishnava mukhad gina puja hari katha mritam na sutabham. When Krishna katha, Krishna topic is discussed by a person who is not a Vaishnava, dedicated life to Krishna, that is not to be heard. Avaishnava mukhad gina puja hari kathamritam sravanam na kartabham. One should not, some fashionable speaker is teaching Bhagavad Gita. Just like the other day, a rascal came. He is announcing that he is the authority of Bhagavad Gita. You know that rascal? Very well. Yes. He wanted to study from Sanskrit from the rascal. He could not understand the rascal. So, Shastra says, Sravanam na kartabham. One should not hear from him. Why? Krishna Katha is nice. Why it should not be heard from a person who is not a devotee, but he may be scholar? But Sanatana Goswami says, Sravanam na kartabham. Never. So the reason, the example he has given, sarpa-chishta-payujatha, milk, everyone knows milk is very nourishing food. But as soon as it is touched by a serpent, it is poison. You cannot say milk is very nice. What is the wrong if it is touched by the serpent? But Sanatana Goswami warns that it is not to be touched because it has become now poison. Instead of milk, it has become poison. So we should be very careful not to discuss. It is meant for the Kanishtha Adhikari. Those who are neophytes, they may be affected, but those who are strong enough, advanced, they are not affected.
But that is a different thing. Generally, so we should not discuss Krishna Katha with a person who is a non-devote. So non-devotees, who are non-devotees? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquired by one nice householder devotee, what is the general behavior of a Vaishnava? He immediately answered, asasanga tyagi Vaishnavach. One has to give up the association of asat. Sat, I have told you, sat means devotee and asat means non-devotee. Asat sangata, simply to give up the association of non-devotees. That is Vaishnava. How a Vaishnava should behave, how he should maintain his standard. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in one word, asat sanga tyagi Vaishnavacha. Just like Krishna says, satanga prasanga mama bija sangvida. One can develop Krishna consciousness in association with devotee. It's the same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in a different way, asat sanga tyagi. Not to associate with non-devotees. That is Vaishnavacha. So in future, we shall be very careful, all the devotees, not to talk with rascals, non-devotees. It will impure, it will have poisonous effect. And that will kill Krishna consciousness. I do not know how this man was allowed to stay here for so many months. Nobody could detect that here is a serpent. So you should be very careful in future. That is very easy to understand. Who is a serpent? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, because one may inquire, who is asat? How can I understand? Asat ek stri sangi, Krishna bhaktva. Asat means who is attached to, very much attached to woman. You see that man, he was posing himself as yogi and he is living with one woman. It was God's grace that he came with that woman so that he disclosed himself by Krishna's grace. Asat ek stri sangi, Krishna bhakta. Stri sangi, one should not be attached to any woman except his wife. Then he becomes asat. Asat ek stri sangi, Krishna bhakta. So we should be very careful. Asat, who is asat? It doesn't matter if one is very highly educated. Still he should not be associated. Chanakya Pandit has given instruction that vidya alankritopi san tajo durjana sangsargam. Durjana sangsargam, association of rascals, non-devotee. Taja. Give up. Oh, he is very learned scholar in Sanskrit. Na vidyaya alankrito upi san. In spite of his being very learned scholar, you should kick him out. Vidyaya alankrito upi san. How is that? Yes. He is giving example. Manina bhusito sarpa kima sauna bhayankar. A serpent, you know, some serpent has got jewels on the head. Does it mean a serpent with jewel on the hood is not ferocious because he has got jewel? He is as ferocious as an ordinary serpent. That these things we should know. So I do not know how this man was given shelter in our temple. Nobody could understand that here is a serpent. And he was accepted as a Sanskrit scholar. So you should be very much careful about these things in future. Thank you.